have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening. It is Monday again here in the United States of America. We are on the Jadasa Live broadcast located here in St. Louis, Missouri, but globally across social media platforms and blogs called Relations Radio. I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett, and here on this podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect to raise awareness, provide resources, and offer hope through educating, edifying, and encouraging in our communities locally and globally. I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, to you or your family, your friends, or associates of the that you know of. The Jadasa organization is asking you to take the time to go to our website at jadasa.org and any of our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube to see the causes we raise for women and children. Please be sure to hit the like and share button, the like and share, because you never know who down on your timeline may need this information, or they can share this information with somebody else, okay? So we want you to do that for us. We're already April in 2022. Time waits for no one. And so we are trying to redeem the time to get some things off and running because of the women that we work with. So we need you. We need your resources. We need your help. We need your attendance. We need your presence. Because a lot of times just being there helps the women and the children who are in these type of situations that we deal with. So before we go on with tonight's segment, I do want to share some items that we have announced. So, of course, you guys know we have the Sister Sis weekly group session. It is on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m., and it is on Zoom. But however, really, really soon, we are going to be you or anyone you know that is in need of support group session. This is a closed session. Hit us up on our information that's on the flyer. It is every Wednesday. But however, if we don't get anybody to reach out to us, then we won't have it, but it is available. That is a time slot that we have allocated for you and your friends and your loved ones. So utilize that if you need it, okay? Let us know. We're here for you to be a sounding board, to provide resources and information that you need. Next, we have the Jadasa Developer Program. We are almost halfway done with our spring session that we have on the screen. It's for our summer session. We're asking you to get your girls that you know of from ages 10 to 19. We go over resources. We talk about entrepreneurship. We have business owners that come in and talk to the girls. We have someone that talks about personal finances. They write checks and filling out those things and checks and defining them and understanding the basic components. We also deal with social issues about attitudes and gratitudes and social media etiquette and handling peer pressure. And we also deal with mobile app creation. We teach them how to create their own mobile apps. And the young ladies, they have not disappointed me. They are so excited and phenomenal. So this is a program that we are making available to young ladies from ages 10 to 19. And the seating is limited. So we want you to go out on the website and register for the upcoming summer session. It is going to be 2 weeks in June from Tuesday through Friday in the daytime because school is out. And so we want you to be a part of it. We want you to be there. And at the end of the course, the session, the young ladies, they get to showcase their mobile app with their families. They get a certificate, and they also get a $50 gift certificate where we are planting a seed into their business. So please go out there and register your girl. Many Shades of Chuck, this is our first annual fundraiser for 2022. It's just so exciting you are. I want you all to be able to come out here, and that flyer is wrong. Actually, we have the young lady that's working on it as I am talking. But it is bring out your chic attire. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. Put your checks on and your shades. We will be out there and music and hors d'oeuvres, and we have all these gifts, these auction baskets. We have the scavenger. It is going to be a nice, nice event, and it is at the 417 Adams Street Mansion. If you know anything about historic Ferguson, this is a beautiful mansion. It is the house that has two gazebos in the front of the house. So if you know where that is, 417 Adams Street, you can drive by and see it. And that's where we will be. Tickets are going on sale. Tickets are out there on our website. Also, I want you all to keep this date on your calendar. Mark it on your calendar. 10-8-2022. October the 8th, 2022. It is always the second Saturday in October, and that is our annual domestic walk and run against abuse. And it is going to be phenomenal. We have a lot of vendors that's going to be out there that's going to provide resources, no money. We're providing and we're giving back to the community. But we are asking you to register for your T-shirt and your mask. That, register for that. But everything else there is free unless you get, you know, one of the things off the food trucks or whatever. But I want you to make sure you mark your calendar October the 8th. 2022. Okay, so those are some of the announcements that I wanted to share with you, and I have one more thing up there that's gonna we're gonna talk about later in this segment. And so, for more information about the resources that I have just put out there, or any questions you may have, you can go out there and visit our website at www.JadisaVioLenceAdvocate. You know, we talk about laws, we talk about resources, we talk about stories, we talk about survivors, we talk about self-help and resources, we talk about money, we talk about helping and all those things. And so I thought about, you know, I ran across an article. Of course, you guys know I'm always on the RSSC looking at domestic violence stories that float 24/7. And so I ran across something and I thought about, you know what, this is something we can talk about, not even if you're just a domestic violence advocate, but you just help people. You know, whether you help people in the mental health field or you help people in the law enforcement field or you help people in the medical, elderly, whatever, you're in that helping profession where you are taking care of helping other people get out of whatever dilemma or situation they're in. And so, but what happens when the helpers need help? So we need to talk about that because, you know, we human too. You know, we are human too. And so I believe tonight's segment is a much-needed discussion. A lot of times people see those of us, again, in this helping field, and I just named all those fields, and working and assisting others. But sometimes we forget, sometimes other people, but sometimes we as ourselves, we forget we're humans too, you know. And for most lions, whose cause just guilted us, you know, the situation is just not through us from Luke, but it got to us because of what the nature of it. It's always that one. You always have that one that you feel like, wow, you know, this is a little bit kind of overwhelming, you know, because, again, we are human. We have lives, too. We deal with life as well, you know. We go home to issues and things, and everybody have it, but we have to learn how to compartmentalize when we're dealing with that stuff. But sometimes it gets to the point, it becomes overwhelming. And so, you know, when we need help, sometimes we need help. You know, we don't know it all. We ain't got it all. We don't, you know, we can't do that. And so intimate partner violence affects millions of lives annually. When I say millions, I mean millions, because it does not just affect the abused and the abuser. It affects everybody that's attached to those people, kids, your parents, your siblings, you know, anybody that know you're going through something like that. It affects them too, because they love you and they care for you, your friends. And so when you're going through something like that, it affects others. So Domestic Violence Advocate work to alleviate this type of problem, you know. But yet the nature of the work leaves movements vulnerable to burnout. You must say, at one point in time, everybody, no matter what field or what job, you are going to experience some type of burnout. And so when you come through that burnout, and when you come to that point where you realize, you know, hey, this is getting to me, you know, stuff is, you know, going haywire, and you know when you're burnt, you know, when that feeling comes. You know, let's just talk about that. And what is burnout? Burnout is a physical, mental, and or emotional exhaustion caused by excessive or prolonged stress. Stress day in, stress day out, stress coming in, stress leaving. Stress when you wake up, stress with this person, stress with that. Prolonged cause this type of burnout. It can lead to a sense of reduced accomplishments where you feel like, you know, you're just spinning your wheels, you're doing all this stuff, but nothing is being accomplished. You know, and then sometimes people can lose their identity. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. I've seen it. Not even just in our profession and in the movement we're dealing with. I've seen it with professionals. I've seen it with doctors. I've seen it with lawyers who's been under the stress and been burnout. Like, they just don't want to do this. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do this no more. They went to school and did all of that and stuff and worked and just got burnt out and just said, you know, this is not really what I want to do. This is, you know, if you know that they're talking about the great resignation now, after the resignation, folks quitting jobs and folks moving on and going to other careers and doing things that they love and just, you know, stepping out on faith. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not even knocking it because I've done it. But I'm saying, you know, we have to understand that, you know, this, whatever field we're in, if it's excessive and it's constant stressful all the time, you're probably most likely to deal with some type of burnout, you know. So during this pandemic, it says there has also been an increase in life or death calls, where people are calling and it is like a crisis, where it's like, you know what, Hotline's director of staff support and well-being said advocates recently reported a feeling of increased sense of urgency, leading to a feeling of distress because of the calls they are getting with people with challenges. That's not related to just domestic violence. There's other things that's going on. Advocates saying that there is a number of people that's reaching out in crisis mode that have domestic violence issues, but it also involves other things such as psychotic symptoms, substance abuse and misuse. There are no other economic or mental health resources available to them, or it's limited. And so when I come across that, you know, I've talked about this in a presentation I did with a faith-based organization when you come across that, you should do the three R's. You should do three things. I said recognize that there's an issue. Recognize that they're coming to you. Recognize it. Respond to them and refer. Because if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know how to address that situation to de-escalate it, you can cause more problems. I will call folks that I know that's in a particular field and ask them questions. I will refer. I will recommend. I will, you know, do all of those things. You know, but we have to understand we're all in this together. I talk about it all the time. We're a community. We are a community. And so we have to understand when, not to have burnout, we can't do it all by ourselves. Recognize, respond, and refer when it gets to that point. You know, there are times we may feel defeated. And when we feel defeated, when we're working, we feel like, you know, everything you've done, everything we've done everything we can do to help somebody. But yet it doesn't. But we have to remind ourselves that we're human. We're just a person. We're not a miracle worker. We're nobody's savior. We're doing the best you can. And we have to keep that in our minds because sometimes, you know, we want me, I'm talking for myself now. So a lot of times I be wanting that immediate response. It may not come immediate, you know, but long as you plant that seed, somebody else is going to come along and water it. And we know that, and then it's going to get its increase. You know, but sometimes, long as you plant that seed, the seed is planted. When you plant something in the ground, you just don't plant it and sit there and watch the grass. Time is where we mess up in anything, not just with this, waiting on stuff. When we plant seeds in people's lives, you know, yes, we want the immediate results, but a lot of times it may not be immediate. But that don't mean that they're not listening, that you didn't plant the seeds. So we have to make sure that we remind ourselves that we're human. We're human. We're not superwoman or superman. We don't have extraordinary powers of that. We don't jump off the tallest building and faster than a locomotive. We're not that. We're human. Just make sure you're doing the best you can. And when you've done all you can, you know, that's all you can do. Don't beat yourself up about it. And so we have to make sure that we can do so that we don't have the burnout, you know, because it is days that, you know, the helpers need help. We need help. Who gonna help me? I'm having issues. I got to deal with life. Just because we're helping folks and you're helping people does not mean life stops in front of you and it doesn't affect you and it doesn't involve you. Yes, we have lives as well. We have families. We have financial situations. We have a crisis in our lives as well. But we have to make sure that when that happens, that we can push back, breathe, and know that we're human. Even when we're helping somebody, you know, we're human. We can only do what we can. Remember, we're not miracle workers and we're nobody's savior. You are human. We are human. And so there are some things that we can do, and there are some things organizations can do to help manage workers' high stress levels, because this is a high stress, especially coming out of this pandemic. You know, we're not even fully out of it. You know, I know the numbers are going down, which I am so excited to hear about that. The numbers are going down, but don't get lax. Don't get careless. We are not out of the woods yet. But there are some things that organizations can do to help manage workers high stress so they don't get burned out. And what is it? What's one of the, give them a mental health day, a de-stress day, a decompression day. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can give them that. You can always encourage them workers to take time out. And you know what? And if you encourage them to take time out, I would assume if you encourage them to take the time off, you would still pay them when they're off. Because if they're under a high stress level, then they're no good to the organization, they're no good to the clients, and they're no good to themselves or their family. So we have to make sure we take care of ourselves and take care of our employees and allow them to have time off and encourage them. And then provide adequate training and peer support. Oh, you know, now, you know, it's a five-alarm whatever, that you know, nothing can get done because one person off, and you have one person that knows the work, knows the task, and nobody else knows that task, and while they're off, the work is not getting done. No, you want to make sure you cover yourself as well, but you want to cover yourself as an organization, but you want to also take care of your employees and your workers by providing them this time, Mental Health Awareness Day. So organizations can do a lot with little or no money to help advocates. And those are some of the things I've just said. You're still paying them. It's not taken out of your pocket. It's not taken out of your budget. You know, they may take that day off to just decompress. You know, you're letting them know I value you. You know, if it's a three-day weekend, Monday off, Thursday, Friday, okay, let them take that Friday off. Give them a four-day so they can depress, you know, decompress. You know, give them those days off. You know, so before I give you these four, five things that I have to help the helpers who now are in need of help, I knocked my earbud out. So I hope it's still on, but I knocked my earbud out. So before I give you the four, five things to help the helpers, again, who's not in need of help because of burnout, I want to pull up this poster screen that I use in my trauma-informed care workshop when I go out to other organizations and I do a presentation. So I'm going to share this 50 ways to take a break. 50 ways to take a break. So I hope you can see that. And, you know, there are some things on there, you know, reading a book, relaxing. I can't hardly see it because it's small. Meditating, there's a talking about dancing. There's some things you can do to dance. There's meditating in silence. Coloring, let me tell you something. I actually did a presentation at an organization who was domestic abuse women who were veterans. And a lot of them suffered from PTSD. And one of the presentations I did, I brought these giant coloring books and I tore out pages, and all the coloring pages were like mosaic design, you know, a lot of different faces and squares and stuff. And I put all these crayons and markers on the table, and everybody just grabbed markers and they just started coloring. I started coloring. That just brings the stress level down. It was very calming. I didn't have any outbursts. Anybody, I mean, there was no flare-ups or anything. It was just a calming effect. And so coloring, sometimes get you a coloring book and use some crayons. Sit down and take your page and just color. It brings that stress level down. So these are some of the ways, 50 ways to take a break. There's 50 ways up there that you can do. You can go. I love riding. I go and take a ride in the park. I love greenery. You know, go to the park and sit by the lake. Sometimes you just got to pull away. Unplug that phone. Turn that TV off. You know, put your phone on mute. And just spend time just listening to the birds chirping, listening to the wind, listening to just nature. Maybe 15, 30 minutes a day, a week or whatever. Sometimes just pull away from that. And so this is a presentation slide that I normally use, again, when I am doing trauma-informed workshops at some of the organizations to help the work. Even though we're in this field, and we're working and we're helping other people, we also have to deal with life ourselves. So this is just one of the things I wanted to put out there to share with you that, you know, we have to pull back sometimes. We have to, you know, pull back because, you know, again, we're human too. We're not superwoman. And so when you're doing that 50 ways to take a break, the five things I wanted to talk about, stay hydrated. Make sure, and I stay hydrated, but I don't also always drink a lot of water. I do like a lot of tea, but I need to work more back with that water. ensuring your body is fueled with the sources of need, and most of that is water. You know, carry your water, drink some water. You know, I try to drink water before I go to bed. I never knew why until somebody told me, and my mother used to always tell me, just drink some water, drink some water. But I'm telling you, every time I drink water, and you don't want cold water, you just want room tap water. Every time I drink water before I go to bed, I have a very restful sleep, very restful. I can always tell when I didn't drink the water how I'm just tossing and turning or something that woke me up or whatever. But when I drink that water, it's just a restful, peaceful sleep. So that works. 7 hours per night. You know, I know it's just kind of hard for some people. I try to do 7 per night because you want to make sure you're not impaired the next day. You're not groggy. You're not, you know, agitated, because sometimes it could take somebody to just set you off. All they did was ask you where was the salt shaker. And all of a sudden, you done blew up on them. And all of them, they looking at you like, I just asked about the salt shaker. But it wasn't even about the salt shaker. It's just something else was going on. You was agitated because you didn't get to sleep or whatever. Life has happened. So we want to make sure we take those time to take care of ourselves. Three, eat. I try to take my lunch every day. I try. Almost every day. Except for the weekends. But when I'm at work, maybe 95% of the time, I take my lunch. 95%. I take my lunch. And I eat breakfast at home before I leave. I eat breakfast at home. And so you want to make sure so you don't end up just grabbing the junk food and, you know, going to the vending machine and just eating the cookies and, you know, eating stuff like that where, you know, your body is not healthy, because you just can't keep eating junk food. And so your body is not going to be able to function and handle the things you need when it's malnourished. So, again, make sure you eat. Grab you some stuff. I have containers that I have things in, 2-ounce containers. And once I put my vegetables and my meat and my starch in those 3 containers, once I eat that, that's my lunch, you know. But I'm eating healthy. I'm eating what I cook. Wind down. Find something that allows you to shut your mind and your body down. Find something. Even if you have to go get your pedicure or manicure or something, turn that TV off, turn that phone out, and just wind down so you can decompress. Get you some candles and put it in the bathroom and turn the lights off and turn the candles on and just sit there. You know, just to, and I talked about the coloring again. All of those are the calming effects to bring down the stress. It brings down the stress. And then also, I like this one. Say no. Learn to say no for your health. Your well-being, to learn to say no. Say no to whether it's an extra shift, whether it's somebody asking you to do something, take them somewhere, or if somebody, even if somebody, a client that's asking you something, no, let's not. I'll do what I can, but tomorrow, or whatever. Learn to say no. Cut it off. Cut it off. You know, I'm learning that. Cut it off. Say no. So remember, the more care you take of yourself and we take of ourselves, the better we can take care of others. Because if we can't get ourselves together and we're all upset and antsy, there's no way you can help somebody can without you suffering. Because when you have burnout, you are the one that's suffering. And then a lot of times we end up causing suffering from other people because we're lashing out because we fail to take care of ourselves. Okay? So we know that in this movement and in a lot of other areas, more resources are needed. We know there's more training is needed. We know more safety is needed to live in an abusive and environment-free, abusive-free environment. We know that's needed as well. And so, but we know we have to take care of ourselves, okay? Someone you know that needs help. We ask you to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-4673 in the United States. You can reach us at jonathan.org website or on social media platforms, or you can call us at 1-800-292-2145. You can also find resources in your state's coalition's website, at your state's coalition's website. Or you can Google domestic violence hotlines in your perspective. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God wants to give you the end that you expect. That's what he wants. He said, "I am thinking peaceful thoughts of you. I am thinking loving thoughts of you, because I want you to get the end that you expect." Whatever that is, if it's love, if it's joy, if it's peace, if it's tranquility, if that's the end that you want, at the end of your day, at the end of your career, at the end, whatever your end is, that's what God wants to give. Now remember, JADASA is a community-based organization. JADASA is a community. You are our community, our local community, our national community, our global community. Therefore, you are JADASA. Remember, it's JADASA 24/7, 365 days, all day, every day. And with that being said, I want you to be safe, I want you to be well, and I want you to be whole. Good night.